Almost 200 foster children in the state had to sleep in hotels or offices for a few nights at a time this year. There was nowhere else for them to go. Some people are trying to fix that problem. Anna Boyko Wyrock reports.
Charmaine Jones had to sleep in a social service office when she entered foster care in the 90s. It was rough. Later, she lived in group homes for foster youth, but they didn't feel like home either.
Where do you go for Christmas when everyone at school is bragging about how they can't wait to go home and get their mom's cooking or their grandmother's pies? And you're like, I guess some church will donate whatever to the shelter, you know?
Jones bounced between 28 foster care placements. In group homes, she lived with about a dozen other kids she hardly knew, supervised by paid staff. A cold environment.
You didn't get hugs when you hurt yourself. When you fell down and you hurt yourself, no one's there to kiss your boo-boos.
Now, Jones works with foster youth. She heard the news about one group home recently. Last month, the Ruth Dyckman Children's Center in Burien eliminated 15 beds for foster children. One child temporarily went to a hotel. The others went to foster homes, relatives, and group homes, including one out of state. Mental health provider Navo says it ended the program because the state didn't pay enough to reimburse the cost. Jones had mixed feelings about the closure.
It's going to suck for a lot of young people to not have that stable housing or support. But in another aspect, you know, I almost wish that the shelter model was gone.
The shelter model won't go away, but it's not the best, says Ross Hunter.
The more you have kids in a group home setting, the less well they're going to do. So you only have them in a group home setting if you absolutely have to.
Hunter heads the new statewide Department of Children, Youth, and Families, which was created this summer. Next year, it will take control of the state's foster care system, and it's around 9,000 foster youth. Across the state, there are not enough places for foster children. But Hunter doesn't want to rely on more group homes. Instead, he wants to prevent kids from needing foster care in the first place.
We're still going to have a child welfare system. We would like to have less of one because we had stronger families and we had kids that were being more successful earlier in their life, and we like to reduce the trauma those kids experience.
That would mean more spending on programs to keep families intact, such as nurses visiting first-time mothers, parenting classes, and mental health treatment.
So if we're successful at that, I'll need fewer foster care placements rather than more. But in the short run, I need more.
He needs more foster care placements, like Emily Pico's house in Tacoma, where her 7-year-old daughter, Keela, loves to sing.
Keela came to us when she was 18 months old, and we adopted her just before she turned 4.
Pico and her wife, Mary, adopted 2 other children from foster care, too. 3 years ago, the Picos almost closed their doors to foster children.
We thought that we were done, and we didn't want to do any of it anymore.
Burnout takes many foster homes out of the system. But the Picos tried something different instead. It's a program called the Mockingbird Family Model, and it clusters foster families together in a network, like an extended family. Pico's home is the hub, mentoring the others.
It's like having a sister in town that's there to support you.
And watch your children overnight to give you a break.
For foster parents, it's important to be able to practice self-care. And sometimes that means that you need a date night, that you need to be able to go out with your girlfriends, that you just need to be able to have quiet time at home so that you can take that long soak in the tub without knocks at the door saying, mommy, mommy, mommy.
Pico has 2 open beds for foster youth from other families in the network. On this day, the families are meeting at her house for dinner. The foster parents swap advice while the kids play and eat enchiladas. Pico says it's a community.
You just find that kind of loving embrace of family within our homes.
Families in networks like this make up a tiny percentage of all foster families, about 2%. The number of networks is growing, but slowly. Any big changes to the foster care system will depend on more money from the state legislature and a new state budget. That's at least 1.5 years away. For KUOW, I'm Anna Boyko-Wyrock.